Welcome to No BS Bishop, Alive to Love with Bishop Randy Dean. We promise to inspire, challenge, and make you think beyond the ordinary, reaching for a life lived for love alone. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and tell your friends to join us every Saturday night at 5:30 and Sunday morning at 9:30 Central Standard Time. And now, here's my husband, Bishop Randy Dean.
Welcome again, everybody, to this episode of the No BS Bishop, Alive to Love. All lesser values than love are eventually going to slide down into BS. I'm Bishop Randy Dean, as you just heard from my wife introducing me. I take it as a great pleasure and an honor that you would choose to give me a half an hour of your life and time here today. Excuse me. So whether you've been with us 50 times, 10 times, or maybe this is your very first time to visit this broadcast, I'm honored. I'm truly, specifically honored that you would do that and allow me to just offer you the counsel that's been counseled up into me. I don't think I have a single original thought in me. I really don't. I don't think many of us human beings have original thoughts living in us. I think we are all surfers on the wave of the rest of humanity. We're hanging 10 on a beautiful wave of people who have invested in us through the years of our life. The critical mass of what we do with those contributions is what makes us have wisdom and counsel to give others. So if you've been counseled at all in your life, whether it's the simplicity of your mother, father, grandpa, grandma, cousins, aunties, uncles, whatever that counsel was, however great or small it was, it's built up into you. It's stored into you. And as a result, you can give others your counsel, but always remembering that invited advice is always the best advice. Uninvited advice is rarely, if ever, of any value. So that's why I like to say when I start this broadcast, I'm honored that you chose to land here. And I'm going to give you the best of the counsel that's been counseled up into me. I have lived a very charmed and blessed life in the regard of the counsel and the wisdom that's been given me. Charmed not in experience in terms of everything's always been rosy, Mr. Bluebird's on my shoulder. No, no, no. I have not lived that kind of charmed life, but I've been blessed. I've been honored. I've been charmed with hundreds of people who have blessed me with their counsel and their wisdom, their thoughts. And as I've said now a couple of times, counseled up into me that I can give out counsel. So during this half an hour every week, it is a goal of mine that you would just grab a cup of coffee, get comfortable, find a place you can sit, and just, again, once again, give me a moment or two to share with you the pastoral counsel that has come up into my experience. I've had the privilege of counseling hundreds, maybe thousands. I wouldn't even know how to count how many people I've sat with one-on-one or one-on-two to counsel. That has been one of the more challenging aspects of my ministry, but also one of the most blessed aspects of it. I'm blessed to say, and it's a privilege to say, that people have actually come back for more. You know, when they come back for more, well, either they're a glutton for punishment or they're hungry for help. And I think it's the latter. Most people are hungry for help. So I give you the benefit of the counsel counseled up into me. And today I want to talk to you about a little bit of a layered issue here. All of life is a problem to be solved. All of life is problematic. There's no one who is problem-free in this life. No one lives stress-free. No one lives without failures or challenges. There's no such thing. It just doesn't happen. We are all faced with challenges and problems in this world and in this life. And the amount of problems or challenges isn't at issue here. Whether it's few or many, we are, every one of us, unpacking and sorting out the problems of life. So I want to give you today my best counsel on processing and problem solving through love. Processing and problem solving through love. Once I first journeyed into a recovery period of my life where I had to recognize that I had become a codependent. Hi, I'm Randy. I don't get off on Jack Daniels, but boy, oh boy, do I get off on jacked up people. Trying to fix people can be like a drug to me. I have to stay on top of the 12 steps of AA and Al-Anon so that I am not captivated and held hostage by somebody else's life. It's an easy factor to happen for anybody in the challenge of codependency. I've come to believe that codependency, living other people's lives, is just as dangerous as any drug on earth, because it'll steal the quality of your life, it'll steal the hours and days of your life, and it'll bury you. And when you're just about to die, you won't see your life flash before your eyes. You'll see somebody else's life flash before your eyes. And that is no way to live. I'm convinced that through the 12 steps of AA and Al-Anon, one of the things that happens in our life is that we point by point by point, we process through what has happened to us. So when I say, let's process and problem solve through love, I'm suggesting that every one of us are facing multiple layers of problems that need to be solved. And in order to solve consistently, we have to have a true north, right? We have to have something that aims us in the correct direction. And imagine me telling you that the one aim that's worth aiming for, the one virtue, the one value, the one strength that will get you through every problem, you got it, is love. So processing and problem solving through love is what I want to talk to you about today. So let's go through the processing part first. Let's process life through love. Let's process it by understanding several things. First of all, love is no guarantee against problems. I've said that here repeatedly. If you have problems, it's not because that you aren't loved sufficiently. It's simply that life is being what life is. Life is a challenge. Whether, you know, if you were a pioneer in the old West here in the United States, if you were a cowboy rounding up the cattle, or if you go back further than that, way further than that, if you were a cave woman or a caveman living in your cave trying to figure out how to build a fire and stay warm overnight, you know life is a problem to be challenged. Love is no guarantee against problems, but love does give you a basis, a place to stand and process. So processing life through love means that I start with the notion that love is mine. Just as soon as I breathe my first breath in this world, love was mine. Love was being offered. Now I've got to learn to embrace that love, hold on to that love. It may be the most outrageous sense for somebody to say, well, I am loved, but I dare you to be outrageous right now. Be outrageous enough to say, I am loved. I'm alive, therefore I am loved. I love, therefore I am alive. So however you want to start this, please just start with one step. Process through love by recognizing love is yours. Love is yours. It's every human being's inheritance as soon as you've breathed your first breath. Process this world and this day through that moment. And then next thing, beyond the recognition that love is yours, then recognize that since love is yours, that you will be secured at some solution. Solutions will come. Process this. Solutions will come. Why? Because love will not fail. Solutions will come. Now, hear me when I tell you, we are every one of us at varying levels of problem solving and processing. We're every one of us at different stages in it. Don't judge someone else when they're in the early stages. And don't be jealous of another if they're in their later stages. But I'm going to tell you this with absolute certainty. Everybody's processing their life. And if everybody would process through love, then more love would be coming out toward the rest of us who are processing through love. You understand that? If we would each one choose love to process, we're going to give love in the middle of each one of our climb toward the solutions. So process through love, recognizing love is yours no matter who you are. If you drew a breath, you're loved. Now when you've drawn that breath, now exhale gratitude and more love. Keep pressing on, recognizing that love is the cradle that will hold you while you process. So process through love. Look at your problems and ask yourself, what would love look like? How would love deal with this? Where would love take this challenge? So when you process through love, you're soaking the problem with a vision of love. I guess I want to just summarize it that way best to start with. Processing your challenges is with love is to soak the challenge with love. Just keep throwing on another layer of paint on the portrait until it looks like love. And yes, I know some of those challenges, some of those issues are life and death. Some of those have to do with a terrible, terrible medical diagnosis that's left you hanging, wondering, am I going to live or die? And if I am to live, how long do I have to live based on a medical diagnosis? It seems to me that during the pandemic over the last year, we have all gotten a little more of a medical education, haven't we? We've each one been, for good or bad, we've each one been just inundated with medical advice and medical knowledge and the scientific notions of how the vaccine gets developed or how the different health organizations of the world are processing the pandemic. Listen, medical challenges are a part of all of our lives, great or small. And if it's great and if it's daunting, all the more I want you to hear me say, just take a barrel full of love and pour it on that problem. Pour it there. Process your medical diagnosis with love. What would love look like in the middle of this? And conclude it in that process. If it's a medical issue, process this, that no matter what the outcome of this, love is present for me to hang on to. Hold tight to the power, the magnificence of love. I've often told my story, and I've shared it here a few times as well, that my mother is a Native American. She passed away at the age of 72 due to complications from tuberculosis. Tuberculosis had ravaged her family as a Native American family. Tuberculosis had been a daunting ghost that followed her family for a few generations, and it landed on her. And at the age of 72, she had been fighting for the better part of over 20 years against this suffocating, drowning disease. I got to spend the last 9 days of her life on Earth watching her fight, watching her process, watching her work through this. And when the last moments of her life came, I had asked the medical staff in the hospital she was at to be sure to call me if I was dozing in the waiting room. I stayed the whole time in the hospital. And there were many times I just dropped off asleep there in the waiting room. I asked the medical staff to be sure to come get me if they could see that things were imminent, that she was drawing her last few breaths. And sure enough, in the middle of the night, a nurse came and got me and said, "Mr. Dean, I think you better come now." So I went to my mother's room, and all of the medical science around her was indicating this is about the end. And I kissed her on the forehead, told her that I loved her. And in that moment, I heard a voice. I can't tell you that it was audible. I can't say that it was less than audible. But I know I heard a voice, and that voice said, "Two's company, three's a crowd." I realized right in that moment that Jesus had come to dance her away to the next level of life. See, I don't think we necessarily go away anywhere, but I do believe we process through. We dance into the next level. And in my mind's eye, I saw my mom and Jesus dancing off. In the embrace of love, she left this world. I believe that. I can't explain it. If you ask me 1,000 times to explain it, I can't. But I can tell you it's very real to me. And what I saw in that last moment of her life was love took her in its arms, and she was secured in that moment of love. I want to say to anybody listening to me, whether it's a medical diagnosis or otherwise, it seems life and death. I want to tell you with assurance and with a clear voice, you are loved right there in the middle of that. No matter what else it looks like, love is holding you. Love is wrapping its arms around you. The most adoring, loving eyes in the universe are looking right at you right now. You are loved. Hang on to that love. Process this problem. Process this through love. Recognize that no matter how much pain is present, physically or otherwise, love is there to see to it that you're caught, that you're going to fall into the arms of the most amazing, magical, charmed, beautiful, absolutely spellbinding love you can imagine, and it's aimed at you. Process life through love. And then last of all here, processing life through love means to problem solve through love. Problem solving for all of us is one of life's great challenges. It's one of life's great skills. Some of us are better at it than others. Some of us have to acknowledge that, hey, I got to get help. And you know what? Getting help for your problems is an honorable and a courageous step to take. Get help. Find a mentor. Find a counselor. Find a pastor. Hey, I'm right here right now. I said at the beginning of this broadcast, pull up a chair, grab a cup of coffee, set with me a spell, and let me give you a bit of my pastoral counsel. Don't hesitate to ask for help. Problem solve through love. Recognize that your love quotient in life is always in need of being increased. Nobody I know has received all the love they deserve or they need. We are all in the pursuit of love. Mother Teresa, you've heard me say it 1,000 times. Mother Teresa said, there's more hunger for love in this world than there is for bread. Imagine that, would you? That the hunger for bread drives refugees to cross hundreds of miles, if not thousands, to run away from problems. The hunger for bread will cause a whole nation to find itself on the precipice of life and death. And yet when the relief trucks arrive, when the help arrives, or when the immigration line just in front of you looks like I'm about to cross into real safety, people press and push toward it. Now see that not just as hunger for bread, but it's hunger for love. We are every one of us spiritual refugees at some level. We're hungry for love. And to problem solve life through love is to answer your own greatest need. Hear that carefully. To problem solve your life through love is to answer your greatest need, because your greatest need is love. How does love problem solve? Well, I'll tell you how it problem solves. Love problem solves by recognizing I can't lose. I can only lose if I quit, and I'm just not going to quit. I will remain focused on problem solving through love. Love never fails. The Bible teaches that as clear as anything else it may teach. Love never fails. Everything else can falter. Everything else can slide, but love does not fail. And I'm promising those of you who listen to me right now that love is looking at you right this very minute. And love is promising you, I gotcha. Let's problem solve through love. Let's click off the options that we have here. Let's make sure that we make a pro and con list. Let's make sure we journal through whatever the situation is that you're in. Let's make sure we get help, that we talk to somebody who looks like love, who sounds like love, who holds love as a golden treasure for the rest of this life. See to it that your thoughts are taken captive by you, if possible, but if not possible, find somebody to give you a hand, and find somebody who has the courage to look you in the eye and say, don't go there. Don't let your thoughts dwell there. Don't feed your pain with lovelessness or hate or rejection. Feed yourself with love. I am loved. Repeat that 1,000 times if you have to. Look in the mirror and say, I am loved. Imagine, dream, give yourself permission to wrap yourself up in the blankets of love in a cold and dreary world. I'm not here to tell you that I've never felt any of the above that I just described. I've felt it all. I've been awakened in the night with just terrible news on a phone call. I've walked through a few days with other people who have had to just accept some of the worst possible news you can imagine. I know what it's like to sit on the edge of a hospital bed with an old veteran of foreign wars who's fighting cancer and he can hardly keep himself upright on the edge of the bed. And I've just held that big fella and said, look, I don't have an answer for you here, but I know love's got you. I'm blessed as I started this broadcast with multiple layers. I can't even begin to enumerate them. I've been blessed in this life to have counsel built up into me so that I can counsel. I do not consider myself an expert, but I do consider myself honored with experience, experiences that have brought me to this moment, this point, to say to you, let's problem solve through love. Find somebody who just has the courage to love you in the middle of your most bloody mess. And if there's nobody else present right now, then let my voice be a voice of love to you. Let my voice, just in this moment, say to you, I love you. You're not going to fail forever. You're going to make it another day. And when that day arises, get up and please find love. And if no other place is available for love, be your own best lover. Make sure that you problem solve through love. The stakes are high, yes, but the power of love is higher yet. Problem solving through love means that you know how to, as I said earlier, you know how to write your feelings down. You think it through, you write it through. It's been said that writing makes a more precise person. Now, I know everybody isn't an author. Not everybody can string a group of words together in a glorious sentence. But I know that everybody can at least try. At least put those words together. If you hate somebody, write it down. Say, I hate fill in the blank. But make sure that the next sentence says, but I will not live forever in that hatred. Did you hear that? I'm not suggesting that when you write down that I hate somebody, I'm not suggesting that's final. I'm suggesting it's an admission. It's putting it down for your own eyes to look at it and see it for what it is. It's terrible. It really is terrible. But that doesn't mean you shouldn't acknowledge it. It doesn't mean you shouldn't put it down in words that you can see and recognize. This thing's got me trapped. Hatred has owned my energy. I've often said, and I've quoted Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. on this, hate is too great a burden to bear. Love alone is the one thing that will relieve you of your burdens. Hate is too great a burden to bear. But if you can't acknowledge it, don't pretend anymore it doesn't exist. Just say, I hate, and then say it in a writing. And now, you may want to burn that piece of paper. You may want to throw it away so that no one else has to see it. And that might be wise. I don't know. But I do know this. Admission is the beginning of the process of problem solving through love. Denial is the one thing that will hold you prisoner, captive, a kidnapped soul. Denial, acting as though, no, that can't be. That's not me. That's denial. The old joke in AA is, denial ain't a river in Egypt, baby. Denial is that lack of self-awareness. It's that inability on some level to just say, I feel this. I am this way. I do this. I can allow myself to go there. Write it down, journal it, and then process it out. Problem solve it through love. I know there are some folks in this world that you're never going to be able to go look them in the eye and say, I love you. But I know this, at some point after you say, I hate so-and-so, write it down later. But I am determined to love at the end of my days. I'm running out of time. This has been good for my soul, and I hope it's been good for you. I'm challenging you. This is I feel an urgency on these words. I feel the wind of the Spirit on these words just blowing from behind and pressing me forward to give you the best counsel I can. I've tried to imagine somebody sitting across my pastoral desk. So I want you to do this exercise with me. We do every week, and that is breathe well. On the count of three, take a deep breath. One, two, three, and inhale. Hold it. Get it in the bottom of your lungs and exhale. Do that routinely through the day. Make it an exercise of every day, the beginning of the day, the close of the day. Get good, solid, rhythmic breathing techniques going in your life. And the next thing I want you to do is I want you to commit to looking somebody in the eye. If there's somebody near you, go ahead, make it a little awkward and weird and say, hey, I love you. Know this, that when you give that love, it's coming right back to you. As soon as you said it, the investment has brought dividends back to you right there where you sat. You're getting back what you just gave, and give it again. I love you. What a pleasure, what a privilege to be with you. I'm no expert, but I have an encyclopedia of experience that I long to share and to pass along with those who stop by for my bit of pastoral counsel. I do love you. I'm Bishop Randy Dean. I'm a no BS bishop. I'm alive to love. I'm not on this earth eating, drinking, sleeping, gathering energy for hate. Hate is too great a burden to bear. I am on this earth to live love alone. I am committed to doing something beautiful every day, however small or great it may be. Why do I do something beautiful? Why do I challenge you every week to go out and do something beautiful? Because, oh, baby, ugly, ugly, ugly has been done to death. And love is the most beautiful thing I can imagine any of us doing. Thanks for being here today. I'll be here again next week for another episode of No BS Bishop. I'm alive to love.
Thank you for being with us today for this episode of No BS Bishop, Alive to Love with Bishop Randy Dean. Be sure to join us again here next week, Saturday at 5:30 p.m. and Sunday at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time. Feel free to contact us with your questions or comments at randydeanministries@gmail.com, and we welcome your financial support at paypal.me/randydeanministries. No BS Bishop is a service of WPCA Radio and Randy Dean Ministries.